And welcome to Thursday. This is the Riff and Xeno show, starring me, Xenophobe.
And me, Riff.
And the speaker being on, creating a lovely echo.
Whee!
Yeah. Oh, and Zelaya is also in the house, and she thought that we were talking to her, and she had the...
As she goes outside to smoke, have fun.
And we also have Miss Helen in the house, who is currently frustrated at Guitar Hero, I think. And a radio show for a while. I'm going on vacation.
Ooh.
I love this job. Do that, and it's okay. But yeah, you guys are going to have to do without me for a whole month.
Yes.
Isn't it going to be sad?
And meanwhile, I'm sure everything will come to a screeching halt. Everything will break, and we won't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
We'll be like, no, why did we let him leave?
Yeah, I'm going to come back, and they're going to chain me to the desk. Oh, man, yeah, so... Yeah, it's going to be lonely here for Riff here in a couple days. I'm leaving. Jick is already in Chicago for Lollapalooza.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mr. Skullhead is leaving, and Zelaya is leaving. We're going to leave for Riff all by his own.
Really? Are the others leaving too? I didn't know
I
that.
I think so. I know Zelaya is going to Connecticut about the same time I'm leaving for Missouri. Well, technically Mississippi, so I can go gambling. Gambling.
You're going to get back, and I'm going to have a big old prospector's beard, and
yeah.
I'll be, like, just talking to the cat, and
well, be all understand crazy. Understand anyone else's speech.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in the Martian. As long as you don't wear a hat. You
know. That was a cool hat.
Yeah, that I want a hat, except for I'd be if I'm setting things on fire because I'm tall.
Yeah, oh, this is true.
So, yeah. Oh, what have we been doing lately? Put in a bunch of new smithing stuff on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yay, Tuesday. We sat on...
After reaching from Comic-Con, I went back again, 60th birthday, or excuse me, 47th.
Yeah. Is that some sort of ing joke, or is he really turning 60?
Yeah, he's out the weekend.
Yeah. 64K appears to be having some paros. So if you guys are buffering or otherwise suffering radio malaise, I would suggest jumping ship to the 24K.
It's a nice little rhyme there. Buffering and suffering.
Yeah. It's a talk show. You're not going to really miss the increase in fidelity for the music if you use the 24K. It's not having any problems. I can't say what's wrong because I don't know and because the government doesn't want me to tell you. Just, if you're having problems, jump ship to the 24K. It'll be a... peaceful return to your valley. And the explanation is someone drove by and shot out their own window. But turns out, later on that day, and I found that the glass globe, from being in this house and never touching it, it just decided that it had enough.
I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, that was my driving to Mississippi from Arizona. That's going to be a hell of a road trip. Then my subsequent drive from Mississippi to Missouri and Missouri to Boston, which is going to be another hell of a trip. Mississippi to Missouri won't be so bad. That's only a couple hours. But, oh well, that's what I decided to do. Now I can stop talking about that and we can answer some questions.
Oh, hey, questions.
Eminon176 says, if we have an idea for an animated custom avatar, or one already animated, can we run it by you before we buy a custom avatar form to see if it will be rejected or not? I don't know that we have a mechanism for that. Zelaya comments that if you send it to her, which you would automatically do by messaging Jake, or you can message her directly, it doesn't matter.
Or use the report bug.
Yeah.
Link.
She will run a preemptive yay or nay check on it. So I'd say, I don't know some avatar stuff, but I'd say you have a better chance of getting an animated avatar if you make it yourself than if you don't.
Yes.
Which is to say that you have like a zero chance of getting an animated avatar if we have to draw it nowadays.
Yeah, especially if it uses any art that is not directly from the game.
Yeah, or if it has like motorcycles or John Cusack.
Yeah.
And none of those things will work. We just can't have John Cusack. If your MMG history ever gets too long, like over 100 bets or something, why not split it up into separate pages? I don't think that's necessary because it already only keeps the logs for 2 weeks.
How about we split you up into separate pages, buddy?
Oh, boy, yeah, we can use a... egg slicer. A really big one, just to go... get you into, like, 200 uniform pieces.
That'd be neat. Like, layers of red pot. That'd be funny.
I could deal with it. Jump the Shark says, can you prevent people from maiming their new commander?
Because Boy George was the front man... front man woman thing for the band Culture Club, whose like only pretty much hit was
Karma
Chameleon. Yeah,
That's not too bad. What was the really bad one that was like? Well, the Doppel Shipper was Deep My Terrarium, because I have all the familiars, because I need to have all of them. And I think
anyone that wants to name their chameleon Boy George should be perfectly allowed to suffer the shame associated with having a familiar named Boy George.
Yeah, I've got no problem with it. Oh, Kalotex says, will there ever be more items that can be received by using the three-letter acronym to fight something? If we ever put in more of that something, I guess... I mean,
probably.
I don't see any reason why not. It'll probably make the associated trophy harder to get, which is a lot of fun.
True.
So, I guess that kind of goes both ways. Gore Black says, from talking to newbie, it seems most people are under the impression that Tutorial Quest is not a tutorial. So, they forget everything they do in it. Tutorial was the word.
Yeah, point. It took me a long time before I noticed that the pun, but, I mean, it's... maybe it's just because I'm used to adventure-type games, but, I mean, the first quest is always a tutorial.
Yeah.
So, I...
apologies to the 64K crowd, I'd be hard to say. Mr. Magnifico is... The Gun Run says, what is love? Also, I only use that to get to KOL. It's so much smaller than the others. Can you add a loathing to with the G and N transposed as a URL to KOL? I'm sure that someone else already owns it, some sort of a bastard typo squatter.
Yeah. I mean, it does... Is loathing to its own server? Does
it's not. It's a it's an alias for kingdomofloathing.com.
Yeah,
you can use them interchangeably. I kind of transitioned.
I see. I was mistaking his phrase, it's so much smaller than the others, as meaning the server load was smaller, but I think he
means the
address is smaller.
Yeah. To which I would say use a bookmark.
Yeah, or like use Firefox's autocomplete or something like that. I just type in KO and it goes in.
Yeah. Hmm. Apparently the 24K is buffering. I wonder if anybody is... Are you running any things that would adversely affect our bandwidth?
Nope.
I guess I... Maybe this isn't our fault. If it's not, then there's not a damn thing we can do about it. Oh, well. You guys are just going to have to live through Buffer City. Haha. You're listening to our radio show. Shorebot Neon Gray says, when you ascend with a chameleon, it functionally reverts to its natural shape in the left pane, or butt in the left pane. It's still called whatever it was shifted into beforehand. I saw this before the show, and I think I fixed it. I haven't tested this yet, but I'm pretty sure that what I did will fix that. So those of you who ascend after the radio show, please, and have the chameleon in such a form, please let me know if it's still that way. So, people are leaving. That's good. Vicky says, personally, I've heard nothing but bitching and whining about the new familiar, but I just want to say that I think it's really neat. I'll probably never use it, but it's still neat. Well, thank you. I think. This familiar was kind of tough to make the call on. It had the potential to be really unbalancing. I mean, if you had a familiar that you could just, you know, take one thing and have a multitude of familiars be at 20 pounds... with a minimum expenditure of turns, then it would be, you know, the new hardcore familiar and possibly the new softcore familiar as well.
We're discussing maybe tweaking it a little to make it a little better, but I'm not going to make any promises in that regard.
Yeah, and it may not happen until someone gets back from their road trip, which would probably be Jick, because he would be back here first.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. People still talking about the servers buffering. I can't help it, nor can I stop in the middle of sentence. Cole says, tells me how to pronounce his name in a message just below that one. One of the daily dungeon sleaze tests involves passing naughty periodicals without looking at them. Having temporary blindness should also allow you to pass the test unharmed. Well, there are some braille ones.
They've got, you know, engravings.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Braille porn is porn, too.
I would be even more frightened by braille porn of Goatsy, because that's you're actually touching it.
Ugh. Yeah. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah.
Wedding ring! Ah!
The wedding ring is the best part of Ghost Sea. I just have to say that as a scholar. Ergo says, people keep complaining about a lack of a Fuzzy Dice Sync. Fuzzy Dice Sync is the name of my new pop band. why not just introduce an adorable adorable game of craps into the casino? I don't know. I don't think that many people actually shore their all their way to Fuzzy Dice. I may be mistaken that some people may for the familiar what needs things from the shore, and maybe the fence thing is kind of crappy. But I just can't imagine that there are a lot of people who do. And, you know, put them in your display case.
Yeah.
I wasted this much time during Ascension. I'm better than you! That's what display cases are all about. Vlad TP says, if you get 5 mushrooms from the badger, can you get 5 more from the chameleon that day? No, they use the same counter. I should probably fix that, but I'm not too worried about it. Although that is sort of an interesting quick 10 mushrooms.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we want to dissociate that counter or not.
Yeah, that may be a balance thing. Well, with people thinking that the badger is so useless now, I'm not sure that, but it's theoretically amusable. Bunny Pandler says, I would really like the idea of having female versions of the outfit avatars. I know it would be really hard to make all those images, so you just auto-import some female hair to the head area. Well, the head isn't in the same place in each...
And so a lot of them aren't the same size, and a lot of them don't have proper heads.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, the radio one where the head is like the musical note and things like that. So they pretty much all have to be done individually.
I don't know how you do that for the radio outfit.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It would be even funnier to see the female version of Oscar.
Yeah.
No, they use just different colors to indicate different genders.
Yeah, I think so.
Sesame Street, so.
Or maybe pigtails on it or something.
Pigtail Oscar. Yeah, I was thinking about giving myself another custom avatar the other day that would be exactly like the old one, except for the Gorg Quest guy's head would be the Oscar head. given the general trend of encephalitis for our stick figures. Seriously, go look at the Pasta Manta versus the Cola Wars. The heads just get gigantic.
So the people...
Oh, yeah. Head size has a direct causation effect with smartness.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why my head is several times the size of the other heads that I have, that I keep in my room. Some of them are shrunken. Let's see... Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, now that stuffing googly eyes and felt is back in the game, will they have a use?
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Umo says, hi guys, I've been wondering, is the personal rain cloud familiar reference to anything? The wiki makes a few suggestions as to the origin, but I was curious as to its true origins. I think that mostly it was just sort of the April showers thing.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it being a direct reference to anything unless it's some kind of musical thing that I'm not aware of.
Yeah. That was the familiar that one of them that we made during the first summit, wasn't it?
Yep.
The first one being the emo squid, which was really funny. So that was the true first... amount of synergy that the riff hot
synergy.
Stuff chick and xenophobe combination sort of wrought. So that was sort of the beginning of the end for the completely chick and Mr. Skullhead run game, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh well, we like to think the game is better for it. Maybe you don't. You do think that way, then screw you.
I guess. I had given chick like ideas for. The Fernsworthy's basement monsters prior to that, but the first summit was really
and
the first
tiny
major thing.
Wasn't the tiny
tiny plastics were before that as well. Yeah.
I think individually we had made contributions to the game before. Like the NetHack dungeon was mostly me.
That's right.
And Kevin, being the some weird guy hobo in the street and hot stuff, submitting a myriad of bug reports and
exploits.
Exploits is what I was trying to say. But then we all sort of coalesced in the same room for a couple hours and made something beautiful. Yeah. On a related note, Jump the Shark says, oh crap, this bus I'm on can't go under 50 miles per hour, and I had to get my job interview in 20 minutes. Help me, dev team. My suggestion to you is to get a parachute and put it on the bus, so that way I can continue thinking it's going 50 miles an hour while going maybe 35.
My recommendation is to stop being Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, that's a pretty good
immediately.
Recommendation. Yeah. Because eventually you're going to get tired of going, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think anyone deserves to have to do that more than once in their life. Except for Keanu Reeves. I think he deserves it every chance he gets. Max Damage says, how come you can't give the comic chameleon booze when it's a hobo spirit?
Yeah, that seems not right.
I should fix that. I'll throw that on the to-do list. Add a new item. Make hobo-melian. Yeah. Woo! This is the development process and work, guys. It's real exciting. Sable 4 says, does Mr. Skullhead's name have anything to do with the character from Animaniacs? And then he provides a Wikipedia link. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it was more in reference to his preferred hairstyle.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. More than anything, but...
He did, when for his own radio show, when he was doing musical shows, he got somebody to find him an MP3 of the Animaniacs Mr. Skullhead theme, but I think after the fact, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll ask him if he comes back through the room.
Yeah. I don't think they jumped out the back door. Yep. I don't see any reason why they would.
The slang existed so that London criminals could hear rich people understanding what they were saying. It was meant to be impossible to work out. Thank you for that, but I have no knowledge of what relevance it has to anything.
Jicko on the Monday show was talking about Cockney rhyming slang.
Is that show up somewhere? I didn't get a chance to hear.
I have no idea. I don't keep track with that because I don't listen to them if I miss them. What the hell says, you do not have the privileges required along on this server. Aw, meanies. Ha ha. Cool.
You don't get to play in our reindeer games.
Yeah.
Like Monopoly.
God damn it. Why is that funny?
I don't know. All right.
Argyle is the rebuilding of Hanks. Maybe. The reason why that story...
Somebody took some Mr. Magnifico pills.
Yeah, no shit. And the reason why that's the whole storyline hasn't gone through is because we've been out of town and sort of lazy.
And forgot.
Yeah. I may pressure Jick to do the art for that while I'm gone, if I am seen from again. There's a distinct possibility that I'll be never seen again. You know, in case I die or get in a baking accident.
Yeah, it's... Highway pirates.
Yeah. Yarr. The flying spaghetti monster touches me with his... noodly appendage. Enemy of the Tongue is offhand to be four times the complication.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work for not a lot of profit.
Yeah, if you need a ranged weapon so badly, go to the Armory and Legory and support the Armless and Legless.
Let's see. Barry says, can you post a PDF of the Chook? We did, but I don't think we actually told anybody that we did.
Yeah, I put it in the forums. I will throw down a system message for those who want to read it. I'm sure that won't hose us too badly. It's hosted on the Kingdom, so it won't affect our radio show.
There is a little bug crawling on my monitor, and I saw it out of the corner of my eye and thought my cursor was moving on its own. It was very strange.
Okay, there. I think those things get linked in system messages. I can't tell whenever I make them.
It made the little blue thing.
Yay! And that, of course, made my...
It appears to work.
Yay! I'm relocking in the chat because I got the dreaded horizontal scroll bar of doom.
Nah.
Barry also says, any chance we can get HP restores added to the new skills menu? Yeah, eventually. I need to go in and do a little bit of back-end work to make that work. Right now, there's a separate flag for flagging which items restore MP, so that way it's easy to look up, and I have to go and add a similar thing for HP restores. So, yeah, eventually. I'm just lazy. It's hard for me to get any work done when I'm this close to my vacation.
Yeah. Hey, Scully. Is your game name a deliberate reference to Mr. Skullhead from Animaniacs? Yes, it is, he says.
Hold on. Yeah. So I got distracted by Jezzerflies asking me for a... and her boobs. Yeah, the rack. That was totally it. Spectral Enema says... Any chance of seeing something like a pink elephant familiar for a Sneaky Pete's Day reward? I don't think we'd ever pay out a familiar for that. So
yeah, that would be kind of... I know that would piss me off.
Yeah.
Because I probably would end up not getting it.
Yeah. I don't know. Familiars are kind of a touchy thing for people. I'm sure that there are people that still think that having Mr. Store familiars is a bad thing. And... You know, Lord knows that we here at Asymmetric Publications strive to offend no one.
Yeah, it's very important to us that everyone not be offended.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Di Vernon asks, why is the top shelf of Black Belt Duck's display case segmented? It's just because she's tricky. It's not actually, she's clever is why. She's a doctor. She knows these things.
Yeah. I think I see what she did. That's pretty clever. But, yeah, you can do it, too, if you know how. Monkey says, in response to your Monday show, none of us Brits get Cockney rhyming slang either. At least the ones of us that aren't Cockneys. Okay.
So, yeah.
That's reassuring for someone who isn't me, I guess. Whoa, we got Jazz Pepsi in the house.
I got it all over my
hands. Whoa.
Too.
Oh, man. Now Jezzerflies going to shake it up and spray it all over the riff. I see how that works.
Pepsi is foul. Cream soda is foul.
I didn't make it. For you.
I don't think any of you heard that, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
We should do a radio show instead of talking to these jerks.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can smell the strawberries from here, too.
Good
it's
Lord.
Kind of a
I smell chemicals.
That's because she's dancing next to you.
Archon says, please add some equipment that makes you say, Hulk smash, at the end of messages. I think that we get sued.
Yeah, we could do, I don't know, we could update the Frigno's Elixir of Power to do that and do, like, player name smash like it is in the description.
Yeah, we could.
We probably won't.
Yeah, we
probably
we
could.
I forgot that it did that. I wrote that so it would work like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you do a percent player name all in caps, it does it all in caps.
Yeah. Oh, hey. I'm cleverer than I remember. Present says, it should be possible to use clovers as spleen items, which gives some terms of feeling like it would change random combat probabilities, such as fumble chance, item binding, etc. Maybe a reagent potion with made with clovers.
Yeah, maybe a lucky potion. Do a little Red Dwarf reference in there.
Yeah. There'd have to be a corresponding one for, well, what was it?
Sexual something.
Yeah, I was trying to remember the adjective.
Pass.
Yeah. Very smart.
The pen was too heavy.
Jump the Shark says, do you ever feel you favor some players over others? Like you let certain things slide for personal or online friends? I would say that nepotism is a constant amongst humanity.
So
if I may answer that very vaguely.
I don't have any powers that would really allow me to do anything like that, but
you can
know.
Edit item descriptions.
That's true. I have the ability to cause item descriptions to refer to players that I like, but generally speaking, they're players that are famous in their own right anyway.
Yeah. LS Cult says, what's with the new effect cursed by the RNG? That's all I have to say about that.
Yep, and there's actually a bookend effect that no one knows about because that one's actually still private. But, yeah, you'll find out eventually, maybe. Okay. Actually, I don't even know what those are for.
I have an idea, but I'm not positive.
Okay.
I didn't implement it. I think Jake did.
We'll talk about it.
So send him lots of questions about it. Let's see here. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you be able to zap your own wand? And if so, will the ones in Wand Ascension?
Yes, you get temporary blindness.
Yeah. God damn it. Or if you're fired. Two drums and a cymbal fall off a cliff. You thought I was going to forget it. Or someone did. Maybe not Riff, who I was pointing at. Pointing being a very acceptable and effective way to show a particular emotion over the radio.
Yeah, I still, like, nod when you say things. So I was like, yeah, whatever.
LSK Alt says, will we have any special events to celebrate Snakes on a Plane's release? That was trying to inflict the typos. I'm going to a party, but that has nothing to do with KOL.
I have no particular plans. I don't know what's happening. What's Boston or something?
Yeah, it's in Boston.
I don't know. I might go see it. Yeah, that'd be special.
It would be special.
We've already done some Snakes on a Plane reference. And we already did our part in promoting the movie in the internet community.
Yeah.
So,
I'm probably going to go see it and expect for it to be thoroughly terrible.
Yep. In a good way.
Yeah. Well, that's why people like it. The Gun Run says, think you guys could perhaps code a misspell checker? It would make sure all your words were spelled incorrectly, and if not, it would give incorrect spellings.
The ghost of the English language would haunt us for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, no shit.
I don't think we need to implement anything that's going to piss me off more.
Yeah. See, I don't play the game much, so it doesn't bother me. Zero one says, hey guys, I don't think that the reviews were that great, but can you add necrophilia into the misspelled cemetery, bestiality in Whitey's Grove, and a way to touchy-feely in all children in order to balance everything out? Sure!
Yeah, we'll get right on that.
Yeah, I'm working on it. And for those of you who didn't hear, that was me running my keys all over the keys like I was typing, except I didn't actually push any of the keys.
Bunya Bandler says, the quick skills menu doesn't work in Safari under OS X. Sorry.
Yeah, Safari has sort of fucked JavaScript support.
I've never really liked Safari, yeah, especially especially for this game, the use thereof. I don't know. I suggest getting your school to load some Firefox all up in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to do that again.
Thanks.
Neon Gray, since you're going to be swamped with complaints about the chameleon and the roofie today, I just thought I'd ask, how's the weather down here? It's actually been a lot nicer than
normal. Yeah, it's not bad. It was actually cool enough for me to walk to the 7-Eleven yesterday.
Yeah, and I was watching Zelania clean out the garage like a good man with a chivalry. It was not unpleasant to be outside. When I went and got my oil changed the other day, I sat outside and watched him do it.
Excellent.
So, yeah, it hasn't been that bad. I'm sure it's because of the monsoons, the sort of rainy season that most people would think is a dry spell.
Yeah.
But once the sun has burnt those away, it will return to being 120 degrees like God intended. Yeah,
I was in the hotel in San Diego. There were all these reports in the news of everybody freaking out in New York because the temperature got up to 100. And I'm like, oh, you pussies.
Yeah,
call me back when you hit 115.
Yeah, no shit. I was reading a paper. You ever hear about the guy in Canada who made that homebrew air conditioning thing that got popular all over the internet?
Huh.
Oh, I was reading the research paper that he did for a class, and he says that temperatures in the up in Toronto reached a record 22 degrees Celsius.
What's that convert to?
It's like 80.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah. I don't think it gets 80 in here, or 80 out here in, like, winter. Well, I guess it does. I've had to wear a coat here before. But only a light jacket. Arizona's hot, people. If you like hot, move to Arizona. If you don't.
Yep. That's why we don't hold with that daylight savings time, because we don't need more of it.
Yeah, we get plenty of it anyways. Yep. And I'm sort of surprised that people in Arizona just don't automatically sort of, like, flip to a nocturnal schedule. Like,
yeah,
it would
no
just
kidding.
Make sense to change the AM and PM for everything during the summer. But I guess it's a little bit too much for people to deal with.
I guess it would make things hard to, like, deal with people not in the state.
Yeah. I'd be cool with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
what am I trying to say? If I leave my sleep schedule to its own accords, it tends to go that way anyway.
Yep.
So, Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, is the kingdom still under a threat from that sinister dodecapod or that gray blob of goo?" No, not at all. Never.
Nope.
No.
You are completely safe.
Yeah. Do not fear, for we will take care of you when you're sleeping. And when you're awake. And we'll
protect you
too.
From the terrible secret of space.
Young Gray says, "Oh, both the chameleon and the roofie are awesome." Well, thanks.
Yay.
We like our chameleon.
I had nothing to do with them. Yay.
Yeah. I didn't have anything to do with the roofie. Chef Boy says, "Is there a familiar with the properties of both a baby gravy fairy and a blood-faced volleyball, or is there a possibility of one in the future?" There is. It is called the Pygmy Bugbear Shaman.
Yep.
The only drawback is that it sucks your MP every time you use it if you want it to do both. We're pretty much of the opinion that having a volleyball and gravy fairy are familiar that did both with no drawback would be way overpowered.
Overpowered, yeah.
It'd have to be like 5 Mr. A's and some of your blood. And we would probably be total whores for doing it. So, no. If you want it, you can do use the restricted version. That's sort of the same thing with the spirit hobo and the volleyball plus starfish. The MP is too valuable. Let's see. Johnny the Johnner says, "Hey, Reverb crew, did you guys hear AOL is making its broadband access free to try to stop the flood of cancellations? The sound you hear is the last man that's struggling in the tar." Yeah, I got a copy of AOL's customer service rep guidebook the other day.
Oh, I think I got the PDF, but I didn't read it.
I mean,
yeah, I didn't bother really looking at it. I just read the accompanying article.
Yeah, there were no provisions for if a customer wanted to cancel. It was just throw them into this giant loop, and then it started. It was like, "Hey, well, it's so cool." And at the end, the people who scanned the book put in a Photoshop of the original cover that looked like the Goatsy guy. Had the wedding ring and everything. This is 120 minutes of things that look like Goatsy with a riff and xenophobia.
Yeah. Huh. I think this is 120 minutes of Riff and Xenophobe talking about things that look like Goatsy, not 120 minutes of things that look like Goatsy with Riff and Xenophobe. I think we need more punctuation in that sentence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we have that comic chameleon. We can throw her in.
Goreblack says, "Upon becoming a mod, one should be presented with a banhammer as an in-game weapon." That's not going to happen. And the reason that we don't give mods a custom item of some sort is because we would then have to field millions of requests of people going, "Could I pulls be mod?"
We get that anyway, but we don't want
to clit. But yeah, it would be like a couple orders of magnitude larger.
I was going through a list of all the items in the game today. I made you a list of items that you need to spice up the descriptions of. I sent to you via K-mail. And then he goes off to list these things.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Yeah. You're not my real dad. If you don't like the item descriptions, go fuck yourself. I don't know.
Wow.
I couldn't think of anything nice to say, so I said something else instead of not saying anything at all.
That's, yep.
That's how that works, right?
If you can't think of something nice to say, say something that isn't nice.
Yeah.
That works.
Oh, reading.
Spectral Enema says, "Roofy is categorized as a combat item, but it shows up in mostly potions." Is that
correct? I think that's on purpose, actually.
Okay.
I think that,
because it's combat use, because you can use it.
But it, normally
on yourself
those,
as well.
Well, normally those things also show up in the combat item section, but I think Jake had me make a change to the way that the inventory orders those things, such that if it has the mostly potions designation, it gets goes there first.
Okay.
So, my hairspray is still under mostly combat items. I'm not really sure why it's that way.
Oh, well.
Maybe Rupee should have a multi-use.
LOTE says, the stainless steel skull's cap has a power of 90 and plus 60 damage absorption, so is it just the same as a hat with 150 power? I think that's... Is that left over from when power was necessarily directly related to the
I'm not really sure.
Stat it took to equip it? I think it might be.
Well, plus 60 damage absorption is an enchantment.
Oh, yeah, and something having enchantments is something that matters for certain things.
Yeah. So I think that it's the case, actually, LOTE, is that whenever it has a plus X damage absorption, that it adds to the power. But I'm not completely sure on that. And the second part of the question, also, when does the damage reduction kick in? I think that occurs after all the damage absorption reduces the damage. Your damage reduction then subtracts the damage further. Or it might be the other way around. I don't have encyclopedic knowledge of the fight script because it's freaking huge. It done be a big script. And it's kind of hard to edit.
Look at someone else's question under that.
Someone else says, how come you can still fight the mimic if you're wielding a 7-foot dwarf mech? Wouldn't Ease Shock not let you in? Theoretically, but I don't know how we can do that in the code. That's kind of funny, though. Let's see here.
I'm drawing on a bottle cap.
You're drawing on a bottle cap?
Yep.
But that's fun. What if you're not trying to draw on a grain of rice using that pen?
Man, have you seen that website of that guy that does those? There's some crazy guy who does all these ridiculously elaborate sculptures that fit inside the eyes of needles and things.
Wow.
These, like, microscopic things made out of, like, strands of spider webs and gold flakes. It's craziness.
Wow. Microscopic art must be, like, really tough if you, like, sneeze.
Yeah.
It goes, woo, and you never see it again. Some poor subatomic particle rolls up and says, hey, that's kind of pretty. Then it, like, bonds with it and just destroys it.
Yeah. Destroys the integrity of your masterpiece.
Yeah. LOTE also says, hey, when I use the right-click menu in chat, and it sometimes goes to the left and under the center page, is this something that could be fixed? That's a very in-specific bug report. If you can give me more details, like what browser you're using, what the phase of the helpful to, send it to xenophobe46205. I can't guarantee that I'll fix it anytime soon because I'm leaving. Getting out of this shithole. It's not really a shithole here, but it's kind of hot. But yeah, I'll look into it. The right click script is my baby, and I like to fix her. Him, I'm not really sure. You think a script is a him or a her?
I don't know. Ships are usually her.
Yeah.
And it's only a couple letters difference.
Oh, that's perfect justification to me.
That's logic.
Logic is great. Grayson says, would you have put jokes about rape in the KOL if you knew the response you'd get? I don't think that we put any jokes about rape in the KOL.
Yeah, I
think most
I don't
of those
are
just
association
with words and shit.
Yep.
At least that's what I'm going to say. Jiggins feels kind of strongly on the issue, so I'll let him defend it during his reader's
Yeah, spot. In any case, it wasn't either of us that really had anything at all to do with that.
Yeah.
I was out of town. And
I was sleeping, so. And generally being unhelpful and not productive for the company.
And I don't think we need to get into a long discussion of what our personal stances are on that issue. That has been hashed out to death in the forums, and I'm glad to see the end of it as much as it is. The end.
Can you take a question? I need to say something to you.
Sure. Let me see here. Man, as soon as you say something like that, we hit like this lull where like all the good messages are not good.
LSK is complaining about the Cursed by the RNG effect again. That's just something you guys are going to have to piece together. Cyan220 says, "Hey, Thursdicker, I have a couple questions regarding the Comic Chameleon. What is your favorite thing about it?" My favorite thing about it is that it was surprisingly easy to code. It took me about an hour to write it.
Cool.
So, that was my favorite thing. Do you have a favorite thing about it?
I like that it's got a lot of different new content in it.
Yeah.
Because of all the different things it says under all the different circumstances.
Oh, man. There's no one else here to chime in, so I'll move to the next one. Cyan220 says, will it be ever be able to steal Familiar of the Month equipment? No. I put in a bit in the code that specifically forbids that.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah. And you being able to say anything without burping in the middle of it, having it be nasty in your throat. I know that it might be aggravate people who actually own the Familiar of the Month, but isn't it equally aggravating to people who own the Grimoire and are now seeing the Pet Rock disguises can be earned without one? It's not that big of a deal to me, because they're just...
Also, considering that Pet Rock disguises are created but not destroyed, or at least not by anything else, I mean, there's going to eventually be a ton of them around, so it's not like they're difficult to get if you don't have a Grimoire.
Yeah. And besides, they're just for flavor. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
That hot stuff was reading. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the that he was reading? I can't remember the title.
That theory of fun or theory of games
and
or something?
It described a game wherein you pushed bodies on top of each other. But if you stacked them if they got stacked in too high, then they would... start dying.
Yeah, if you like filled the pit all the way, then the bodies at the bottom, the people at the bottom would suffocate and vanish. And he says, that sounds awful, but hey, it's Tetris.
Yeah, that was the best part
of it. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
There was actually a mini game like that in one of the Monty Python games.
But we'll play something good during the break. We'll take a break in about 10 minutes. That'll give me time to check the new Woot.
Oh, yeah.
Discord Time says, would it be possible to get a clan administration option which allows you to change when a member is deemed inactive? Huh. I don't remember what the point is in which that happens, but making it definable wouldn't be a terrible idea.
Yeah.
C.D. Moyer says, any willingness to give a hint on the new diet balance or wine tasting PvP minigames. Your hint is that they have to do with eating and drinking.
Yeah.
I think that's all you're going to get. C.D. Moyer is also being kind of creepy. I don't want to...
Yeah, that question is really scary.
Yeah, so don't. I'm not going to read that, you jackass. Darkhatch says, love the new Familiar, guys. Good job. Well, thanks.
Okay.
051 says, what's your fave IORite color? My fave IORite color is either red or black.
I like black.
I got a hint of black. That's all he wears.
It's soothing. Bright colors distract me and disturb me.
From your primal purpose?
Yeah.
I don't know what that
well,
is.
Whatever that might be.
Yeah. Yeah, he has special... only clothes laundry detergent, which is really funny.
Yep.
So his bed sheets are black.
Fighting the power, baby.
Fight the color, baby. Yeah. I mean, black is what you get when you take away all the other colors.
Yep. Or when you put them all together, if you're talking about pigments.
Yeah, that's true. Smith Manter says, do you guys honestly trust the penguins? I mean, really, come on. And also, what's the deal with airline food?
Man, the deal with airline food is it's just not as bad as everyone always seems to make it out to be.
I haven't been on a flight recently where they actually served a meal.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I was on one where you could pay like $5 to get a box of prepackaged snacks. But
yeah, the last like three or four times I've flown, I've gotten like a bag of pretzels.
Yeah. I haven't seen an airline, or haven't been on an airline flight that actually served meal in a long time. I think it's mainly because airlines are like bleeding money.
So yeah, that, I'm pretty sure they operate on fairly thin margin.
That
cutting corners. Not using wings. We don't need those. Just get a big slingshot. And like a hang glider.
Yeah.
Or like five hang gliders.
Because five is better.
Yeah. You put two where the wings used to be and three along the line. And
then you put some snakes on it.
Yeah. Everyone loves snakes.
Eric JL515 says, if you send in a cash donation, does anything get sent back to you? Because I would rather not have anything sent back.
No, you won't get anything in the mail regarding your donation. Jake processes those, and you'll get a K-mail, but you won't get a letter back, because that would be a lot of time to have to write specific letters to everyone.
Yeah.
We're very corporate and impersonal here at Asymmetric Publications.
If you wanted to like throw in a self-addressed stamped envelope in the thing, maybe we could mail you back one of these bottle caps I've got on my desk or something.
Yeah. And be sure to... Like,
shit, now that I've said that, we're going to get... I'm going to have to start opening more bottles.
Well, we can go to the soda shop and just, like, ask them for empty bottle caps.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll give them to us for free. It'd be, like, random weird sodas, too.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, lovely. Let's play some music. I need to go, tinkle.
Okay.
And then find some music to play. Oh, get rid of my Machine Supremacy intro and throw in some Wesley Willis covers are beautiful. And we'll some face melting rocks. We got about 12 minutes of music, so we'll hurry back and entertain you more thoroughly after the break. Huh, it doesn't appear to want to play. Let's try this. Oh, it's probably... back. Woo! There's some echo and some reverb and some speakers still being on. That was some Dragon Force with Black Winter Night after a Wesley Willis cover, Uncut, Sucka, Cheetah's Dick. Everyone loves Wesley Willis.
Oh, yes.
Everyone. Everyone! Now that being said. Gleeb says, will we ever see pies as ranged weapons? Discounting the fact that it's hard for something to be food and a weapon at the same time, no.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of funny. I mean, if there was a Bill Gates monster, it would definitely be a tower monster that you could only defeat by throwing a pie at.
I've always kind of... It would be nice if something could be food slash combat usable, because then we could do the dwarf bread, too.
Yeah. It's just sort of a goofy from the code perspective. Mongrel Cat says, what are your favorite classes in NetHack, and do either of you play D&D? My favorite NetHack class is probably the Tourist, because it's so much more satisfying to win.
Because it's nearly impossible?
Yeah, I did it. It's not impossible.
Nearly.
My bag of holding got cursed on the astral plane, but I still made it, goddammit.
Man, my favorite class in NetHack is Wizard.
Well, that's really hard to play, though. I used to play D&D, but I haven't played in a good 4 years or so.
I played a lot of D&D. I actually left a couple of decent campaigns when I moved out here. Tried to connect via Skype to, like, one of the guys had one of those, like, multi-directional microphone speaker things. So I tried to, like, Skype into the game and keep playing, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah. I played Shadowrun on IRC for about 4 years during college.
Shadowrun was a good game.
Yeah. I think I got a copy of the fourth edition book. It's different. There's no more a rule of six.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've changed it to where everything rolled five or six is a success, and you just have to roll multiple successes for the tests.
That's kind of sad. In our games, we had a house rule that if you got a 36 on any single roll, then you got a free karma point. it actually happened once.
Ours was, if you got a 42, you could do whatever you want. Never happened. These sour Skittles are really good to eat during the show.
Mm. Criswell says, help, help, help. I paid my $20 this month, as I do almost every month. Thank you very much. But where's my two Mr. A's? I used PayPal. I sent in a bug report with a receipt number, which I'm not going to put in this message. Zlainia goes through those reports every day, so if you don't get it...
Every weekday.
Oh, is it? Yeah, every weekday.
She doesn't come in on weekdays.
So if you don't get it sometime tomorrow, then go ahead and send another one on Monday, but chances are you'll get it before long. She's really good about keeping that up.
Bunny Vandler says, could Jazz Soap please be given the brick treatment? It should be able to be taken out of Hank's for free, but it should be a gift item that can be transferred between people, but undiscardable. I would support that if I remove the autosave value.
I was just going to say that.
So, sure, I will remove the autosave value and make it available to be pulled from Hank's for free. There you go, Jazz Soap is now classified as a brick sort of item. That was a decent idea.
But it can still be traded between people normally?
Yeah, well, I need to remove the discard. Otherwise, you could just go discard and then just toss it. Like some of the old items.
Yeah. Some things you can still do that.
Yeah, like pretty flowers.
Well, there's a reason for pretty flowers. I was thinking like leaflets.
Yeah, and like sober pills.
If you happen to have one.
Which is unlikely. So yeah, that was my the one thing that I did that I coded during the show. So for those of you playing the drinking game, you need to take two hits of DMT.
Woohoo!
Yeah, have fun. I'm glad I'm not you.
I knew a guy that is this guy that we eventually went okay. I used to be part owner of a company that rented out sound and laser shows to raves. And there's this guy that eventually became a friend of ours, but the way we first knew about him was there was a rave that we went at that suddenly in the middle of the show there was this angry naked man running around.
Oh, right.
And it turned out that what had happened is this guy had taken like 10 hits of DMT, and the machine elves suggested to him that he didn't need clothes anymore. And so basically he was just running around like with his brain in a totally different universe, not aware that
he was naked and pulsing.
He woke up when he finally came down. He was in like a Dunkin' Donuts with just a blanket wrapped around him because his clothes had like, I don't know, vanished. And when there's like this girl like sitting on the other side of the table like watching him, and he ended up marrying that girl. Isn't that romantic?
Yeah, no shit. So you probably should if she's helped you thus far.
But yeah, when we later met him, we were like, this guy seems familiar. Holy crap, you're Angry Naked Man. And he was like, yeah.
I'm Angry Naked Man.
Those were odd times.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't do DMT like that. That would be, I don't want to be naked and angry. Mostly just not naked. I don't mind being angry.
The rave was called Tunnel Vision because it was held in a unused highway tunnel.
Huh.
And so it was, cool. I mean, it's an interesting idea, but the problem was there's nowhere to sit except on the ground, which was filthy, and the acoustics were completely fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
And there wasn't anywhere you could go to get away from the noise. And so basically anybody I knew or met that had a bad trip story, chances were like 8 out of 10 that was where they had had it.
Yeah. Now that reminds me of, what was it? I can't remember. That was a great story. Beast of Blood says, this question might have been asked before, or I'm just a loser and I'm the first to ask. Why are the Devsters display cases open for mortal eyes to see? They should not have display cases. If they do, I'm going to kill them right now.
Well, I mean,
I guess it's not that big of a deal, but
it would only be a big deal if they put something in it that would be wrong.
I don't know. Just they shouldn't have display cases. Why do they have display cases?
Maybe we needed to test display cases for some reason at one point.
One of them does. Devster 2 has one. I'm going down the list. This is exciting radio. Devster 4 has one. The game is going slow. I'll answer a question while this loads.
I just reloaded mine, and now I have to find where I was.
Astro Creep says, hey, Riffin Xenophobe, you guys were talking about one of you having a human skull turned out to be a leg bone, but I can get you a French convict skull. Hey, mail me if you're interested. Sure!
Yeah, woo!
Have fun shipping that one.
Actually, I believe the law is this, that it's legal to sell and ship within the country bones. It's just not legal to do commerce in it's legal to sell them. It's legal to sell bones. It's not legal to sell soft tissues.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense. They'd spoil.
Yeah, because nobody generally needs like an entire bone transplant.
Yeah.
So
I need to refresh my messages.
That may differ from state to state, though. I'm not sure.
Search for convict to Video Bugbear says, these airwaves ain't big enough for the both of us.
Oh, crap.
Well, partner, you and me is going to have a duel.
I don't think that'll work out. Didn't Video kill the Radio Bugbear?
Yeah. Damn it. Why don't I think about these things? Oh, well, thinking is for losers.
It's all right. Internet killed the Video Star. So
Internet Bugbear is going to totally win.
Yeah.
If one of you makes an Internet Bugbear account, I'm going to be very angry.
It's probably already happened.
I'm sure.
Final Fantasy IX Master requests a confirm box for MMG bets.
I'm almost positive that there is one.
Okay. Good enough for me.
I mean, here, let me double check, buy myself a casino pass. That's not the market. That's the gift shop. And then there's a confirm button for taking a bet. So, I'm going to go double check. Double check in. That's not... That's John Wilkes Booth. I'm not very good at...
clicking?
Well, I guess there isn't. There's a confirm if you try to do it with your on-hand meat when you're in hardcore, but... I don't know. I just dislike the Microsofting of interfaces, generally.
You appear to be farming the icy peak. Would you like some recommendations for...
for writing a letter? Committing suicide. Killing this Yeti. Killing yourself. Committing suicide. Committing harakiri. Not quite sure why I went off on that tangent, but I did. Shiggy says, haven't you ever seen Sneakers? Playboy is published in Braille, too. You were reading it for the articles, right? I've never seen Sneakers.
Oh, that's a great movie. It's somewhere in my queue. I don't know where, though. And considering that my queue is now 76 discs long.
Yeah, most of that being Oz.
Just the first 10.
Yeah, whenever I come back, I'm going to have like the entire thing of Oz to watch. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Good luck finding a way to send those through the mail, but long gone.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Yeah, I don't know. If it doesn't happen, I'll just wait.
Yeah, as it stands, I'm going to end up like just giving Netflix like $15 of my money for nothing. But that's okay. I've gotten more than my money's worth out of them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Especially given my extracurricular activities with the received DVDs. Mostly I use them as Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
That's why they come back all scratched. Let's see here. More people talking about the Spirit Hobo not being able to drink booze. There are questions that are not good quality. Gleep says, Zly is going to Connecticut. Is she going to be in the Mystic Stonington area? I would venture that Connecticut is so small that you probably could find her no matter where you are.
just yell really loud.
Yeah.
Just stand in the middle of Connecticut and go, Zly, what are you?
Yeah, and be sure to make your voice warble like that, because that's like sort of like a, well, I'm not going to say mating call. She'd probably hit me. She probably will. I would say that she doesn't want to be bothered by KOLers when she's out. Her job is to be bothered by KOLers, and being gone kind of, you know, makes it so that you don't want to do your job.
Is she going to some kind of Connecticut con or something?
No.
Isn't there?
She's going to see family.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's probably got her time pretty well mapped out.
Yeah. She's organized like that. That's why we hired her.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hire her. I guess Star Chick did. Johnny Extreme says, thanks for the avatar and thanks for making it not suck. You're welcome. I had nothing to do with it, but you're welcome.
Me neither.
I'm going to
congratulations.
See what it looks like. Well, that's not bad. It doesn't suck indeed. Zaxel says, the only difference in the kingdom now is that it is not exclusively Chicken Scully Run. It's a decreasing number of Chicken Scully's mom's jokes. That is true. The number of your mom jokes has decreased since the time has gone on with the radio stuff. Bahu says, did anyone ever obtain some animated footage of the sign you built for Comic-Con? Actually, yes. Go look for Armax post in the Comic-Con thread in the community forums. He got a small video of the sign going, which is the only time I ever saw it move. So
it was pretty cool.
Spinnerology says, isn't it bad living off of donations? Doesn't that mean you won't have any pension or some shit like that? I save a lot of my money. So
I tried to save money. I need to get like a, not a 401k, but a...
IRA.
IRA, yeah.
Yeah. I put all the money I don't need into a money market account. Let it build its 4% interest or whatever the hell I earn. It's slow but safe.
You think they do IRAs at our bank?
Maybe. You could ask them. But yeah, we don't have a pension plan. But since our cost of living is so low, if we feel like it, we can save a lot of our money.
Yeah. If I could stop myself buying all these books that I keep buying.
Yeah. Like your or reproduction Holy Grail Bible.
Yeah.
Or diary.
That was pretty expensive, but it was pretty goddamn awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I didn't want to touch it. I was afraid it was going to, like, atomize under the slightest pressure of my bumbling hands or something. Things that are expensive tend to do that.
It's not an actual ancient artifact, so
I
should probably... It stood up to my reading it once.
I would say that there are definite disadvantages for this job over, say, a cushy corporate job, but the advantages far outweigh them.
Yes.
Like not having to play suck up to someone, not having to participate in office politics. Well, there are some, but...
Our fringe benefits are many and extensive.
Yes. Including being able to bugger off from the state for a month without it adversely affecting anything.
Without having to, like, schedule vacation days and shit.
Yeah. So, and plus, I'm young. All the rest of these guys are old farts, so...
Hey.
Get off my lawn!
You stole my soul!
Trying to do Grandpa Simpson, but I can't quite get it. But, yeah. If I wanted safe, I would lock myself in a vault, I think. That would be
kind of a double meaning there. That's good.
Yeah, no, that was kind of the intention. Bahu says, now that the roofies thing has blown over, can we have that Voltron familiar made out of autistic kids now? That should be the September item of the month. Autistic Voltron. I mean, I don't know, but I don't know that our autistic kids follow the Voltron rule. I don't know if you hook up more of them, that gets better.
They probably just, like, forget to bring the giant plastic sword.
Well, Voltron could just make it. He just, like, slammed his fist together and just sort of pulled it out.
Brawl.
Like, just tore open space-time and just kind of ganked it out. And they formed the blazing sword. And this, except for the sword wasn't on fire. Moop says, can you make jewelry able to be unmade? No, it is a one-way transition. Just like all the other crafting things that aren't meat paste. Ultra Wraith says, was the sexual red dwarf thing Smeg? Quite possibly.
No. Smeg in Red Dwarf was never confirmed to have any sort of actual sexual meaning.
No, I'm pretty sure it was just a generic curse word that was broadcastable.
Viridinia asks a question that's probably a lot of people would like to know. Hey, fellas, is there a proper place for submission of ideas, an email address or some such? Not really, because basically we already have more ideas than we can comfortably use already.
Yeah.
But we do have, on the forums, there's like the Make a KOL threads and the Suggest a Grimoire Item threads and the Suggest New Game Mechanics threads. And we do go in there and read those every now and then to see if anything new has popped up that catches our interest.
Yeah, but there are avenues for your creative output.
Yeah, but there's no real no real point to sending your ideas to any of us directly.
Yeah, basically the thing is that we have two paid writers and they can't they generate more content than we can deal with.
Yeah,
so we like to take things from the people we pay before we
Plus, it has the advantage a small collection of writers means that the tone and style of the game is more consistent.
That was very academic.
Yes. So basically, if we did take anyone else's ideas, we generally have to, like, nearly completely rewrite them anyway so that they'll be in our style. So it's
it just doesn't work out. It does happen occasionally. I mean,
yeah, every now and then.
Yeah, like the Tiny Plastics and the NetHack Dungeon. And
yeah. Well, which worked because it was us anyway.
Well,
yeah.
But that was before we were on staff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It counts, I think.
I guess.
Let's see here. Justice1234 says, when do you think the Nemesis Quest will be moved into the guild? When it's ready.
Yeah. It's going to be a while because I'm working on the next guild quest right now. but I'm also have to try and get the feelies done before KOLCon. So that's I'm doing more than one thing at a time right now.
So both suck.
So
one is on a time frame and one isn't.
So. Yeah, and then after that I have to finish the other half of the Fernsworthy quest thread. And then after that is when I'm getting on to doing the Nemesis stuff. So it's going to be a while, but it'll happen eventually.
The Nemesis quest chain will be significantly yes. lengthened.
Yes, it is. You'll be impressed when yeah. you finally see it.
There may be explosions. I don't know if there will actually be explosions.
There could be.
Yeah, explosions are cool, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh, let's see here. The Doominator says, "Hey, Xeno and Riff, love the new recipes. Thanks, Heart Doomy." Did we spell that wrong? Not that I'm aware.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he was saying that they're not actually recipes. They're just, like, quote, recipes.
Well, I don't know if he... See, I thought... The typo thing was what caught my eye. I thought we misspelled it somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe he just misspelled it on accident.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
No idea. Oh, but thanks.
Yeah. Evang says, have you programmed the possibility of a chameleon turning into a double shifter that turns into a chameleon? I don't think the doppel shifter can turn into a chameleon.
Yeah. It wouldn't do anything if it did, I don't
yeah,
think.
Yeah, no, it would just be the pet rock thing. Griffin P says, "Dude, it was near Gert too much more than 110 in New York. I felt like my face was melting off." Well, what does it near Gert to oh much more mean?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Corn Noke says, "You had nothing to do with the roofie, eh?" Sure, sure. That's what I'll say. Yeah, well, that's what I said.
On advice from legal counsel, I must refuse to answer that question on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
Sing! Griffin P. says, "Jesus, that was typotastic." Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Dogalicious says, "You should call your weekly updates Wednesday updates instead of Tuesday updates to make it seem like you're always early with them." The problem is with that is we would wait until the last minute on Wednesday to do it, so... You know, decent idea, but execution sort of falls flat.
We don't need any more excuses to be apathetic and
lazy.
Procrastilicious.
Procrastiliciousness?
Yes. Procrastitution.
Liam says, "Which will show up first, Chef Staves, the smithing revamp, alternate familiar equipment, or KOLCon 3? Yes. We don't know.
Of the four... Chef Staves and the Con are probably the soonest, although maybe the smithing revamp. Alternate familiar equipment is a ways off.
Yeah. Dr. Van Mojo says, "Any chance of a restricted volleyball plus ghoul whelp? I'll have the hobo and the shaman." Huh.
Could be. That's not a bad idea.
I'm not quite sure how we would restrict it. We could make it cost HP and MP.
Or we could make it that it eats all the meat you get from the monsters.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, we'll think about that.
Yeah. Saiyan 220 says, "Is the chameleon supposed to show what familiar type it is supposed to be on the familiar list?" It isn't coded that way, no. Maybe it should. Vicky says, "Are there any plans that have the bounty hunter buy more items? Everything he buys now dates from pre-ascension, and there have been tons of new items since then." We've been kind of holding off on that, on the idea that we are going to make that slightly more interesting as a mechanic, but we haven't really thought of anything to do with it yet. So, yes, perhaps. Perhaps. Merrick is checking in. I assume he will be doing his cooldown show after the show is completed. So, hello, Merrick.
Bigglesworth says the slash break command isn't working. Isn't
I think
it called
mean,
something else?
Yeah, I think you mean mark. It's not break.
That would be why.
I keep meaning to go into the mark command and make it so that the lines it makes are random widths. So it just confuses people.
Glebs asks if we've seen Clerks 2. No, but...
I have, actually.
You have? How was it?
It was okay.
Yeah?
It was okay. I can give you a copy if you want. I
sure.
mean, take you to the movie theater later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I saw it in a completely legal way. I love EC News. Quietus says, any plans for reducing the supply of lead necklaces? You could just eat them. Lead's good for you.
Yeah. Ask the Romans.
Yeah. Well, wait, they're all dead.
Oh, yeah. Lead poisoning.
Yeah, right, right. Let's see. Gorblack says, stop breathing into the mic, damn it. No, I like to. It's fun.
It might have been me. I'm not sure. I don't think my mic was that close to my mouth. But
the stand
it's
also says,
tell.
Hey, Riff, stop breathing on the microphone.
No, I'm sorry. Gosh.
Is I Love Llamas the guy who keeps wanting the item to ban him from the MMG?
No, that is... I don't remember the name off him, but that's not him. Although the guy who does want us to ban him from the MMG sent me another message the other day going, ah! Basically.
Was that all I said?
He used words, but that was the meaning.
I see. How do you say it? Viridinia?
I don't see it.
The one about Pop Shop. It's below
it
all the breathing on the microphone.
There it is. Yeah, yep.
Here she says, hey, go to the Pop Shop in Scottsdale. They've got all sorts of weird soda there. We do, actually. Every other week or so, we make an excursion to the Pop Shop and buy ourselves, in Riff's case, a case of Diet Cricket. And in my case, whatever the fuck I feel like.
That is, in fact, the place we were talking about when we mentioned it.
Yeah. So, yeah, we totally do. I Love Llama says, can we have a lock function on the MMG so we can ban ourselves for like 2 months before we have the option to go back in? This would be awesome. No. Exercise self-control.
Yeah, I mean not to not to make fun of anybody that has an actual, like, I don't know, clinical gambling addiction or anything, but just, you know, auto-sell your pass and exert some willpower to not buy another one. There's really nothing we can do to stop you that would really stop you.
Yeah, if that putting a lock on the MMG would not stop you, because you could create a multi-account, send your mate to it, and continue to play if you really wanted to. So there's nothing that we can do to keep you from playing the MMG. It's just there are ways to circumvent it that we can't control completely. The multis arm might kick your ass, but, you know, that's if he finds you.
Maybe one of you should start, like, a MMG Addicts Anonymous support group or something.
Yeah, we could help each other. Avang says, no, seriously, does the anti-cheese and gray cheese make a wedge of gray? Seriously. No, it doesn't.
It seems like it should do something, though. I mean, when you've got anti-cheese in the game, it just seems like every possible instance of cheese ought to react with it in some way.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something eventually, I'm sure.
Well, like, why isn't a bowl of cottage cheese plus anti-cheese a bowl of cottage?
Because the bowl breaks when the cottage grows out of it.
Oh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's crushed under the weight of the cottage.
Yeah, yeah. Or you gotta go down to the basement of the cottage and there's a bowl sitting on the floor. assuming cottages have basements.
Yeah. Ricky says, who's your favorite Street Fighter 2 character? E Honda.
I was always a Blanca kind of guy, although Vega was also cool.
Yeah, he had that weird hippie mask.
Yeah.
Helio says, have any of you ever been to a shrink? I think you might be able to file it as a job expense with that job. I have not.
Nope. I've done a lot of acid. Does that count?
Yeah. I haven't.
I've done my own psychoanalysis, and my conclusion was that I'm just fine.
But no, I haven't been to a shrink. I feel like I'm relatively well adjusted.
Yeah,
I mean, killing hookers on Saturday is fine, right?
Well, I mean, everybody needs a hobby.
Yeah. C.D. Moyer says, in NetHack, pies give me temporary blindness!
Oh! Oh.
They're pies.
Pie.
Uh-huh. A pie. C.D. Moyer says, Shadowrun without 30 dice pools and massive rules of six is not Shadowrun.
Yeah.
Actually, Shadowrun 4th edition kind of takes the White Wolf approach and does the skill plus linked attribute thing to form its dice pools, which is sort of interesting.
Do you still have to roll, like, massive handfuls of dice?
Yeah, you can roll 12 or so at a time.
Okay. The dragon, you've pissed off Dunkles on the dragon. He breathes on you. I need every D6 we've got, was my favorite moment playing Shadowrun. We all had, like, those little cubes of the little six-siders that was, like, 36 six-sided dice in a box, and we had, like, four of them, and he had to roll them twice. we found, like, a old coffee can for him to shake him up in, and it sounded like the thunder of doom.
no shit. refresh my messages. We got about 20 minutes left. Questions are winding down. Malin Light says, do you plan on picking up Final Fantasy XII? I pre-ordered my copy this morning. I was not aware that it was available for pre-order.
I tend to not pre-order things, but
I
will...
I'm going to pre-order a Wii.
That might be a good idea. But yeah, I will pick up Final Fantasy XII, as well as... Let's see, what did I see at Comic-Con that looked good? There's the Phoenix Wright sequel for DS is coming out.
I still haven't played the original.
It's good.
It's hard to find.
Yeah, it is. They had a few copies there though, so I've got a copy again if you want to try it. And there's like some weird game where you're like a dragon warrior slime with a tank, and you infiltrate other slimes' tanks, and they're like the dungeons. That look really weird. I'll probably get that. And there was, I don't know, there was some other stuff that looked cool that is coming out that I'll certainly get. Right now I'm enjoying the Game Boy Advance Kingdom Hearts game.
I picked up the Wendon again. I've been playing a lot of that.
Cool.
As well as my usual Metroid, which I still play for some reason. I'm sort of looking forward to Nintendo's new console.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
We're going to have, like, three of them here.
Yeah, probably. At least two, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm going to buy one. I know Riff is.
Yep.
We don't really need to buy two, but we are. Black Hat Lux says, why is there not a pop command for the bubble wrap war? I demand that we be able to pop the bubbles on any bubble wrap.
Demand. Yeah.
I thought about making a cheap, shitty JavaScript bubble wrap pop simulator for when you use that item, but I don't know.
It might be worth it just to have a use link that just says something funny.
It goes...
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. Interrupt says, at least we are larger than Rhode Island. I think he was referring to Connecticut.
Okay. Well, yeah, but that's, I mean, my desk is larger than Rhode Island.
Yeah. I think I've had bigger shits than Rhode Island, personally.
Let's see.
Yeah. Sailor Bowser says, there are currently non-combat adventures in the giant... And the castle firms belonging to Goth Giants and the Possibility Giants. When are the other Giants going to get non-combat room adventures? Do you really want more of those? I mean, most people bemoan the fact that there are those adventures. Plus, it would just kind of make the whole getting the items you need for that quest kind of easy.
Yeah.
You just slap on your three combat probability decreasers and just spend like 20 turns there.
Yep. We got a hello message from World Wide Web Bugbear.
God damn it.
Dark Half comments that the ghost of the English language's tattoo is busted. That's because he's a ghost. Tattoos don't work on ghosts.
Yeah. Let's see here. Samuel Random says, why can't the chameleon eat the pitchfork or the lead necklace and turn into either a pointy chameleon or a heavy chameleon? Just a thought. Because they're not restricted to any familiar. You can only eat ones that have the essence of the familiar infused upon the within them. I think that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Skullcracker 13 says, Kinky Kelly. Quark 2 reference.
Oh, okay.
Avang says, how come the bugbear looks like neither a bug or a bear? It looks like a bear.
Yeah, it looks like a bear.
He's got, his arms are kind of weird looking. Bears have more than three fingers, right?
Yeah.
Claws.
I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
CD Moyer says, Wii or PS3 or both? Probably both.
I'm not going to buy a PS3 until the price is, like, reduced by half.
I'm not going to get a PS3 until there's several games out for it that I want to play, but I'm sure that will eventually happen, so I'll eventually have one. Mr. Harold Smith says, Jarlsberg, Boris, and Sneaky Pete versus Odin, Thor, and Loki. Who wins? That would definitely be Odin, Thor, and Loki, since they're actually gods, whereas the other three are just legendary heroes of the kingdom.
Yeah. Well, I can agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a very interesting answer, but it's true. Jarlsberg, Boris, and Sneaky Pete would probably be funnier.
Yeah. They'd probably win, like, a variety show.
Yeah, yeah. They'd win the talent portion of the contest.
Yeah, but not the getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, nah.
The questions are kind of running dry. Bigglesworth says, thanks. For some reason, my brain said it was break. Mark does work. Too many computer languages. Well, hey, that's what we're here for.
You could always synonymize it, couldn't you?
You can't make it a macro if that's what you're trying to say.
No, I mean, could you make it? Could you yourself make it that break also did the same thing?
I don't know that I want to use that. I think I want to reserve that for something else that I can't think of right now.
Oh, okay.
I think it could be. It's a more useful verb for something that's not just silly like Mark. Oh. Eric JL51. Oh, we already answered a question like this.
I think it was the same guy, too.
Yeah. No, you do not get a letter back from us. We do not send you anything in the mail. Do not worry. You can donate behind your parents' back all you want.
Yes. Just if you're going to send us cash, make sure you wrap it in plenty of other paper in the envelope so that the people handling the mail in the post office or whatever can't tell that there's cash in there.
Yeah, so... Relax, man. You're not gonna get a letter back. Oh, refresh the messages. People pointing to internet bugbear. Har har, har har.
Yeah. Giant Extreme asks what we think about the Metal Gear Solid games. I think the only Metal Gear Solid game I actually played was the one for Game Boy. It was all right.
I've not played any of them.
I've watched them played, and it's, you know, it looks pretty cool. I have no particular reason why I never played them. I just never got around to it, really.
Oh, let's see.
The, what was that, series they did that had kind of the Polynesian, kind of theme?
I have no idea. The Adventures of Hudson?
No, Mark of Cree had some good stealth type action. That was a good game. It's I've got both of them in the wallet in there if you want to try them.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Tribes Vengeance lately. I didn't think I was gonna like it because I was I'm a pretty big Star Siege Tribes original purist, but game's got a grappler gun. Grapple gun's great in the with a jetpack because it's like playing Worms in 3D. And anyone who ever played Worms should know that ninja roping was the shit.
Yeah.
I love that. I wish I had a copy of that. I don't think that anyone plays it on the internet anymore, though, which is kind of sad.
Mr. Harold Smith says, help me with a crossword puzzle. I need a four-letter word for a New Mexico art community.
NMAC?
Fags?
Film Actors Group.
That was pretty wrong.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Oh, you don't.
Simon M77 asks if we're looking forward to Red Steel. I don't know what that is.
That's Ubisoft's Nintendo Wii launch game where are a nameless gunman and swordsman fighting the Yakuza.
Yeah, that might be cool.
Sort of a first-person shooter along with a first-person swordsman game.
I like the kind of, like, John Woo kind of stuff.
I think. I don't know a whole lot about it.
Hmm.
But yeah, basically you get to control the sword with your
That sounds cool. I think
the demo they showed at E3 was apparently kind of poor, but they've got time to bring it back around.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, the questions are going dry and we don't have much time left, but I don't want to play a song. I'm going to sing this song instead. Shaky says New Mexico Art Community, TAOS. Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never even been to New Mexico.
I've driven through New Mexico. I'm going to drive through New Mexico on Saturday.
Cool.
There's that much there. It's kind of hot.
When is it you're actually leaving?
I'm going to leave dawnish on Saturday morning.
Okay.
My plan is to make it to Shamrock, Texas by nightfall, because there they have a waffle iron for their continental breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then just one waffle iron for the whole town? There must be lots of towns that have waffle irons.
Yeah, but no. There's a hotel there, and whenever I drove my car back from Missouri over Christmas, I stopped there to sleep, and I woke up and I went to the continental breakfast. I found that they had a waffle iron.
That's pretty cool.
So that's going to be basically the highlight of the trip, is having a waffle. I wish I had a waffle iron, but I can't justify the purchase of one.
Hmm.
I would totally eat more waffles. I don't want to go to Waffle House because,
Waffle House is seedy.
Yeah. I would, I ate at Waffle House a lot in college, but I was also drunk a lot in college.
We ate at Waffle House a lot, being on the road, going to raves and stuff. And the thing that always creeped me out about Waffle House was that the pictures in the menu actually looked like the food, and that's not a good thing. So it's like this really unappetizing looking menu. It was frightening.
They have good waffles, though.
Yeah,
I like their waffles
were good.
Waffles are kind of hard to screw up.
And they did those hash browns with like everything in them.
Yeah. But yeah, the meat and the eggs, not so good.
Yeah.
The eggs were a 2 liters of Tabasco affair.
Yeah.
Basically, you just sit there for about 5 minutes, thinking like cover it in pepper, and they were somewhat palatable. And your nose started to bleed. let's see here. Reloading the messages. Mr. Harold Smith says, do you guys think that Gandalf the White could hold his own in a one-on-one versus Sauron? I don't know.
Man, he barely held his own one-on-one versus Saruman, who was like Sauron's bitch. So
maybe he has like a special spell to like kill things with one hit that aren't like have a body.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know about that.
Maybe he has like Bigby's poking finger and just stabs right in that giant eye.
Yeah. I always gave myself a 0th level spell in D&D called Bigby's offending finger.
Yeah.
That was my favorite level 0 spell. Couldn't do anything. Just sat there.
C.D. Moyer asks if we've read any good books lately, and if we've read George R. R. Martin's Clash of Kings series. I've been enjoying the George R. R. Martin's Song of Fire and Ice or Game of Thrones series. I don't know if that's the same thing as Clash of Kings because I can't remember the names of all the books. Those are pretty good.
The last book I read was the book that came with my bag of crap from Whoop.com, which is The Overachieving Underperformer's Guide to Laziness or something.
At the moment, I'm reading a book on string theory and 10th dimensional theory
that I got
off the internet.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I watched the Flash movie, and I don't know if I heard that was from Slashdot, which is a reputable news source, that that the explanation for how to visualize dimensions wasn't quite the same that they use in string theory.
Yeah, the guy isn't like a professional physicist or anything. It's just like his hobby. So it's like his own theory that he came up with that he thinks fits pretty well. But, it's interesting, and it's encouraging me to buy some more books by actual physicists. But, yeah, I've been reading that, and I've been reading Name of the Rose, and I've been reading a bunch of the Samurai Executioner manga that I got at Comic-Con. And I've got a big old stack of stuff I've bought and not read yet. So, yeah, I'm reading lots of good books recently.
I've been playing a lot of Tribes of Vengeance. Grapple Gun for Life. I think we're at the point in the show at which we can stuff a bunch of music on the end of the queue and
it's a good idea.
Quit doing this radio thing. I'm going to try and find some cool stuff to play. Let's see here. Could play Aqualung for the 10 minutes. That would be great.
Viridinia wants to know what book on string theory. Let me look and see if I can find the link while you're loading music.
Yeah, this is a great way to spend the last couple of minutes. And we got some music. That's 10 minutes. So I'm going to let Riff figure out this last question here. Mr. Harold Smith says, Gandalf the Grey got fucked up by Saruman. Gandalf the White fucked Saruman up.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that was, like, cheating. I think he, like, hacksword the game.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. The Flash animation that we were talking about is on, surprisingly enough, 10thdimension.com. It's all one word. And they've got the Flash Dimension, the Flash animation that explains his 10th dimension theory, which is basically the first chapter of the book. And if you find that interesting, you can buy his book and check it out. And if you find that interesting, he also has a pretty good bibliography in the book. So, yeah, try that out and expand your brains. And
with that being said, yeah, we will expand your brains by shutting up.
Woohoo!
This has been 10 dozen minutes of theoretical dimensions with Riff and Xenophobe. Have a good night. I will see you guys in a month, I guess.
And I'll probably... is anybody going to be here on Monday?
I doubt it.
Okay, so we probably won't do a show on Monday, but yeah, we'll probably do a show on Thursday.
Yeah, so see you guys then.
Bye-bye.